Hi guys, hi, good afternoon. It's like 12:09, so yeah, I'm here again. I'm really glad as always to be here. I had a very lovely, my last episode where I got to interview my very lovely friend. We talked about lots of things, about what being queer is, the struggles, him as a straight guy, how he sort of understood the concept and being very accommodating and all of those things. And I really had a lovely time with him, Kelvin Pascal. It's there, check my, and also wanted to say that I now have I have an IG page for my podcast. I don't know, but it's just one of those things. And go check my bio on my, I know the name, but it's just not really, just check my, it's there. But yeah, I had fun with the episode. I had a very good time and I really enjoyed every single moment. But I know I said I was going to talk about why I was away for the longest time, so I will do that. And also I want to talk about something that I have been wanting to talk about for the longest time, but I've just been unsure. I've just been trying to not offend people, and it doesn't matter. If you talk, you get in trouble. If you don't talk, you get in trouble. And I feel like they can only hang you once, so fuck it. But I'm going to be very, very, mindful, and I'll try and be very, 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 considerate. But these things, we have to have them. But before I start, I want to talk about, tell you guys. And I told you guys that I was away for the longest. I'm gonna start by, the fact that I was sick for a whole year. I could not do anything. I was battling with so many stuffs. I think. The point is, I went on this, drug, and the side effects were just crazy. And I had to I took care of myself. I ensured that I followed the whole program, And now I've seen the results. It was actually worth it. Everything that I've been going through, that one thing I decided to try changed my whole life, and I'm so happy about it. And I'm going to say that I'm not the strongest of people. Physically, I don't really, do well, especially when I'm out, if it's too hot or if it's I just don't know how to survive in those environments. So I'm very, very careful with my health and places I go to. So that's why going out doesn't really come to my mind, It's not even I don't know. So I know my body. I know what I can do and what I cannot take. And I'm very careful that I don't do things that I cannot do, so I don't really relapse or something. So yeah, that's by the way. So I was like, okay, let me start my life, since I'm done with school. I took those pandemics, so we could not do service, and I was supposed to serve the next year, and I fell sick. So 2 years, so what happened was I said, okay, now that I'm healthy, now that I'm actually very okay, let's do this NYC thing. Let's get it on. And guys, I registered, planned, I got things I needed, and guess what? I got posted to a no-go, in a good state. So I didn't know. I went on the map. I've never been to the southeast before. I went on the map, Nigerian map, and I saw, oh, Enugu is not far from Edo, because I school in Edo, Benin City. So Enugu is not far from Edo, and I'm Delta, and so it's after Edo, you see Delta. After Delta, I see some smaller states like Anambra, I think Imo, whatever. And then Enugu is next. Okay, it's very close. Let me just do this road trip. Wow, I'm going to the east. I love. Let me explore. Let me go and see a new place, a new region or whatever. And I embarked on the journey, guys. I've forged ahead. And one thing I noticed was the distance. It was crazy. And the checkpoints, lots of insecurities going on in the country, and what's going on in the southeast, particularly a lot of military people. It's just as if I was in the barrack. It was just really weird. But we navigated the whole thing, and we, a lot of things. If you're on a phone and they stop you, you have to drop the phone. It's those things that some people did not know that. So they would stop our bus, and then they would keep us for 30 minutes, and it was just really weird. So, not to talk about the fact that I could not make it I had to stop halfway. I think it was Asaba, and I had to stay in a hotel, and I continued. with the journey, and I finally got to the place. It was a long journey, to be fair. Like, it was just really long. I did not know it was going to be like that. Bad roads and all of those things. So we got there and we go to the camp. Guys, I just started crying. Let me just be very honest with you people. I just started crying when I got there, because I was like, what the fuck? Like, the camp is it's the oldest camp in the country. It's the dirtiest camp in the country. You know, I could not believe my eyes, guys. I could not believe my eyes. I knew I could not stay there. I knew I was going to die. Literally, like, I was going to really die. But I have to, you know, I needed to do my registration and everything. And I did that. You know, it was not easy. I used like 2 days or something. And amongst other things, you know, registration is always hectic. I was able to do it. And I told the lady, because I felt myself after the second day, I felt sick. And I was really losing my, like, I could not feel my body anymore. It was so cold. I didn't bring my sweatshirt. The place was dirty. Everything was bad. Very crowded. Very loud. And let me tell you know what, let me just go on. So finally, I was able to finish my registration, and I went to whatever, I filled one form that I want to exit the camp based on my health. And of course, I have like my eyes, because I wear glasses, guys. So I needed to get my eyes, you know, checked, because it's been like a long time, and it was really, really, you know, very, you know, no normal. So I had to, like, amongst other things, so I put those things down, took some many whatever steps. It was insane. And you know, I got a lot of things when I was going to camp. I didn't even use any of them, so it was a total waste of my money. But finally, I was able to leave camp after like 3 days or 4 days there. I left the camp. On our way back was even worse. You know, I so many things happened, so many nonsense happened. It's not safe out there, guys. That's why you should always stay safe in your homes, you know. But yeah, I got drenched by the rain, plus my health, and finally I got home. And guess what, guys? I feel like it was bad. I lost it. Like, my health, I was fucking sick, and apparently I was sick, you know, COVID. It was really bad. I felt like I was gonna die, because I was like, one time, you know, when I was in hospital, and I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't stand. I couldn't do anything. I was just restless. My mom was there, and I was like, Mom, what's going on? Why can't I feel my body? What's going on? And she was like, oh my God, boy, calm down. Please don't do this. I could not believe what was going on. Like, that night, I would never forget how I felt. It was really weird. You know, I just could not. And they called the doctor, the nurses and everything, and like, oh my God, you know, you're gonna be okay, and blah blah blah. And I was talking, and I think they were injecting me with something, and I think that was for me to, it was a sleeping medicine or whatever. And I slept for like a couple of hours, and but it was just a bad experience, and I regretted, like, why did I even do this, and why is it bullshit? Like, but I needed to. But at the same time, I was like, this is bullshit. Like, I don't understand. Like, I really, it's been like almost a month now. I've still not gotten myself, to be fair, completely. I still cannot really taste and smell. It's like 70%, so I'm still trying to get back, you know, on that. Like, it was just really very tough for me. But yeah, I was still here, and I'm happy to be alive, to be fair. Like, I can't even, sometimes we take health for granted, we take being healthy for granted. And at that point in time, I just wanted to be okay. My prayer was, I want to just be okay. I don't want any other thing in this life. I don't want money. I don't want love. I don't want sex. I just want my health. I want to be healthy again. Like, it was insane, you know. And I would never take my health for, I mean, I barely fall sick, like probably once in 4 years, once in 3 years or something. But this time was just weird. And COVID is real. Please get vaccinated and everything. So I would try and get vaccinated as soon as I can. But you know, when I was there in the camp, and then those girls were looking at me like, oh, you're on a jibbo, why are you forming? Fuck that. Like, guys, like, it's okay to say this place is a messed up place, I don't want to be here. Nope. People should stop shaming people for wanting to be, or wanting better things in life. No one should bully you into thinking that because you're demanding for a better, you know, it means that you're forming. You know, that was one thing I took out of the whole thing. No, I'm not gonna stay in a fucked up dirty place that smells like shit. And then you told me, oh, I have to adapt. No, I don't want to adapt to that bullshit. So I just wanted to say those things to all of you that were looking at me like this. oh, this girl is too good to be here. Fuck, like, it was just, that place is just like, I don't know. So I left. But I walked to my redeployment, and luckily for me, it worked, and I'll be serving here in Lagos, so that's good. Yeah, so those were the things that happened with me, and I mean, it's amongst other things also. So I needed to just relax, you know. It's just recently that I started, even, I mean, but yes, let's just go to the topic. Now, guys, I know I'm a lesbian, you know, very, very, very lesbian. So that's that. While I was in camp, I met this girl. I mean, she met me, or she walked down to me, obviously. She was just being nice to me because she knew I was sick, you know, so like always crying or whatever. And she was trying to be nice to me. And then she would say, what do you need? Let's go to the hospital. Let me take you there and everything. Like, no, I'm fine. I'll figure the whole thing out. So she sees me and she's always like, oh, what's up? Are you good? You know. And last day, the day I was supposed to leave camp, I saw her in the morning. And we got talking about so many things, our experiences coming here, life, you know, so many things. And then she asked if I had a boyfriend. That's the way they do it, those girls that want to hit on you. That is the way they do it. If you get asked, if you get says, do you have a boyfriend? Please, all your query men, they want to know if you're straight or not. It is common sense. I mean, this is like, I'm trying to really tell you guys some, you know, hidden signs that these women would actually. So she goes, oh, do you have a boyfriend? And normally, in your way back, me of way back, I would lie. My God, you know what? I've actually evolved as a lesbian, you know. I've actually grown and I'm happy. And I said, no, I don't have a boyfriend. And that's because, one, I don't really, you know, do relationships. And two, I'm not into men. I said it very plainly. And she looked at me, she's like, oh my God. Wow. I think she was blown away. Like, she could not believe that I would be very straight up with her. And then she goes, oh, I'm actually bi. And, I mean, like, it's, I'm happy that, you know, meeting you, wow, it is very rare and blah, blah, blah. And I really felt good, even though the last time I met someone that was bi, no, not even bi, someone that was queer, whatever. She wanted to fucking, like, you know, force herself on me, like, you know, it was bad. Trigger warning, guys, I'm sorry. So when that happened again, I was just like, okay, I mean, this time I don't even really care. So I just, I mean, you're queer, I'm queer. It's good. I enjoy those things. So we got talking and I realized that a concept of bisexuality, it is messed up. So that brings me to the topic. The concept of bisexuality that Nigerians portray, it is fucked up. It is fucking insane. And people have to say these things. And I'm going to be that person that will say it. There are bisexual people that know what they're doing, that know what it means to be bisexual. And there are people that don't know shit. People that think being bisexual means you can just be very, like, all over the place. You can do anything you want to do. You can treat people like shit because, oh, if you don't hear, then I'm over there. Like, that's on you. It's enough. Like, I'm tired. Okay? And I get, we lesbians, we get it. Even gay men, I'm not going to speak on, you know, their experiences, but we get it. We take everything like it's not fair. And this is not even a war, this is a conversation that I'm having here today, because I feel like we don't talk about these things because you're going to be tagged biphobic. But you know what, no one gives a shit anymore. Like, we have to talk about these things. If you're one of those bisexual people that you know what it means to be bisexual, you understand, you know, you just know that you're not an asshole, then this is not for you. This conversation is not for you. This episode is not for you, guys. I'm referring to those ones that do not have any idea. Now, let me tell you something. So she goes, she talks about how she has a boyfriend, but he doesn't know, you know, that she likes girls also. And, you know, one thing I found very interesting was how, I mean, it's actually very common these days where you'd see, you know, you tell someone that you're, you know, and most times they have boyfriends, these ones that I'm trying to describe, you know. They have boyfriends that they're not really aware. And if you tell me you like me as and you're bisexual, and you tell me I'm a very monogamous person, okay, I don't want to share anybody with anybody. Okay, if you want to open your relationship or be whatever, if you're talking to me and I tell you that, okay, if you have a boyfriend, I don't want to do that with you. And you try to tell me that it doesn't matter now. Like, come on. Like, it doesn't have to know. you know, be condescending like that. He doesn't have to know. I might even like him like that. I prefer women very, very well. We could just be on the low. What the, like, I should be on the low with you? To see if we're just secondary to everything. And I've gotten that a lot. And I think you told me that you like me and then you're saying you want to be with me and blah, blah, blah. But then again, you have a boyfriend that wants that you're planning on getting married to. What do you think? What do you take us for? You think because you can, then you can just treat people like shit. And if you told me that and I tell you, this is not who I am, okay, I'm not someone that wants to share or be like the side chick or whatever the fuck that is, and you come and start being, no, it doesn't matter, I like guys, but I like girls, I mean, we could just be doing our thing, like, what does that mean? And if I've told you this is what it is, how about you just say, oh, I'm sorry, my bad, I didn't know, you're like, no, really, and then we could move on. I don't have an issue with that. I do not. There are people that don't mind, they want to do this whole, but me, I'm telling you that I'm not like that. So when I tell you that, do not come and tell me, oh, it doesn't have to be like that. Okay, so now she has no idea of what bisexuality means, nothing at all. I mean, I know that this thing is, it took a lot of time for me to I put in the work to learn about certain, you know, a lot of sexualities out there, and it's been interesting. I'm still learning, but at least I'm putting in the work, you know. Non-binary, when did I know of non-binary? I think it was maybe 2 years ago, and it was even on Grey's Anatomy. And I went and did my research. You know, I've always known about trans, you know, people. But all these things, and I've been learning, like, and these people, they don't care. And I know you don't have to do any of those things, but it gives me headache when people come and say bullshit. You know, she has no clue. She thinks if you're bi, you know what, that's on that. So, now she goes, this is where it gets interesting. We talked, but she had to go do something, and I had to leave also. And then, although I was really stressed about the whole thing, like everything she was saying, you know, describing bisexuality as, well, we can have anything. I mean, it's just nonsense, you know, especially when you're not being respectful. And then I leave, and then I get a text from her that reads, oh my God, it hurts that you're leaving camp today. If you were still staying, I'd have loved to pleasure you. You know, that's what she sent me, you know, on my phone. And I saw it, so I was like, oh my God. Was I a bit flattered? I was, don't get me wrong. I mean, I like attention from women, please. It's my own flaw, I accept it with my chest. But she sends, you know, the text, and I read, and I was like, oh my God, this is... But at the same time, I could not get the whole thing out of my head, because I'm actually a woman now, to be fair, you know. I don't have time for jokes, especially when, you know, what am I kidding? I joke a lot about things like this, but when it comes to what I want, you know, in a person, I try to go for it. And I try to be very clear. And that is not really accurate, you know. I mean, when I see someone that I like, what happens is I know I want, I like you, but I just don't know how to really express myself. But the point is that now I've moved on from that stage in my life where I was, you know, ready to shrink myself, to squeeze myself and be, you know, I don't do that anymore. If I'm talking to you, you're talking to me and you tell me you like me, and I ask you if you have a boyfriend and you're bi, and you tell me you have a boyfriend, I'll say, okay, I'm sorry, I can't really, if you have a relationship, you stick to it. If you go and meet other queer women that they don't mind being in the same whatever with you, that's fine, but I'm not like that. And I'm not going to get, you know, people would want to make me feel awful because I'm choosing to not be anybody's second option or other option, you know. I think we should stop sharing people, lesbians and gay people, that will tell you if you have someone. I thought bisexuality, if you want to be polyamorous, I thought bisexuality meant you like both men and women. Yeah, you could be with a guy at this time. Maybe the relationship ends, you okay, let me, since you like women also, you could be with a woman also, you know. But if you're, well, those people that are very, you know, if it was another person, how about you disclose it to the other person? You know, you tell me, most times they don't even say these things to you. They even keep it from you. And they never tell their boyfriends because they know that, you know, these things are just, I cannot be in the middle of those things. I just can't. Guys, I really can't. So these are the things that really stresses my head. And then we don't talk about these things well enough because I feel like as lesbians, we've been silenced. And again, this is not a war against bisexual people. I've specified as to the people I'm referring to. And if the shoe fits, you just wear it and walk away. But yeah, she sent that message to me, and then, I mean, apparently I was leaving camp. you know, I was going, you know, a lot of things were going on. I had to deal with so many things, you know, and she kept calling me and calling me and calling me. I'm like, wow, like, I don't understand. I'm busy. Like, it was just too much for me, you know. And she, you know, I was sick, so I could not take calls. And then she finally sends, you know, calls and says she's giving me an ultimatum. It's either I want to be with her for sex, you know, she likes me for sex, or she would not talk to me again. And this is not the first time I'm getting that from people, from women. Sometimes I feel like, I don't know what it is about me. You know, I'm not even like the nicest of people. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not the nicest of people when it comes to how I handle women, to be fair. I'm not like this easy. I'm not like this normal, level-headed person when it comes to women issues or whatever, and my love life or my whatever. I'm a very, very complex person when it comes to this thing. So with all of this, my baggages or whatever, and this is not me trying to, oh, I'm happy about it. This is like, you know, I'm going to try and work on the whole thing, but it is what it is. And then why do people see me? And that's the, like, they just want to be with me in that way. So I see friendships, like, not on the table. What is this about me? Like, I don't understand. You know? I don't know if it's my weirdness or... But sometimes it's not fair when you want to just be friends with people. You want to talk to someone. You want to share things with someone. And I love conversations. I love depth. I love talking about weird things with weird people. I love things that are non-normal, you know? And I don't have those things with you as a queer person because I would feel safer around you. But that's not going to happen because you're thinking of fucking me. If I tell you, okay. And this, I mean, men do it to me a lot. But women, it pains me a lot, you know. And I'm saying, okay, can we just, you know, not do that? Like, I like you as a person. Can we just be friends? And you're getting offended. And you're saying, oh my God, it's either this or we don't talk anymore. You cannot do as in. I was just like, wow, I was so irritated. I was pissed and I was sad at the same time because I was irritated because I don't even know this person. Do I even like you in that way? Is she fine? Yeah, she's fine. Does she have fine hands? She does. I mean, I was sad because it happens to me a lot, you know? And I wish women would actually see me and not think, oh, that's something about the queer community. You know what, guys? And I was pissed because fuck that. Like, I don't need that. Like, I don't. I'm actually more than like, this is bullshit. Like, I was just really not happy about the whole thing. And I just said, okay, if that's what you want, fine. And she blocked me. Guys, she fucking blocked me on WhatsApp and every other. Oh, God. And like I said before, I'm not like this, you know, sweet person. I try to be, but, you know. But this time around, I wanted to just be friends with someone. I swear on my life. What did I get? That kind of treatment. A couple of days go by, she unblocks me and apologizes and says, oh, she's sorry. She just really, you know, she likes me, but I don't want her and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. And she talks about how I don't take her calls. You know, just these things. And I don't understand. Anywho, now she calls and says she wants to come up with someone, some other girl. She sent my pictures and then blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what is this? Like, why are you stressing my life like this? I just recovered from fucking COVID. And I'm like, still not myself, but you're stressing me. And the last thing we said was, she said I was being very selfish, you know, disrespectful, blah, blah, blah. And then she blocked me for good. And she has not blocked me since. It's been like over a week or something. But I don't really care because it's what a waste. What a waste of friendship. What a waste of the things that we should have. Like, I find that very interesting, to be fair, but it wasn't okay. And I know it's not just a general thing. Maybe it's this individual. But it wasn't the individual before this girl. It was the one before that one, and it was the one before that one. And it's always been like that with me and my encounters, like, with bisexual women. The kinds that I meet, weird and crazy. And I'm tired. And that's my story. Those are my experiences. So why can't I share them? I'm not generalizing. I'm saying that these are the things that I've got to, like, these are the things that I experience. And for that, I want to talk about these things because it bothers me. When am I going to meet that one that will tell me that would really be normal? You know, when? Even someone else, I don't want to talk about those things. I mean, you're telling me you like me, but you have a... What does that mean? Do you think I want to be like a scythe? I don't. And if I tell you I don't and you keep pushing the whole thing, it pisses me off. I'm tired, guys. Like, I'm fucking tired. I know it's not easy to be bi in Nigeria, especially when you have to, like, you'd always want to choose the easy way. I get it, but I'm not going to be your collateral damage. Like, no. I'm not going to be that person. I'm not going to be your, I'm not going to take the heat. We're all struggling. Okay, society is fucked up. Nigeria is fucked up. We get it. I get it more than you do, for being fair, but okay, that was not fair, but that was not fair. I get it just like, just as you do, yeah? But don't do that. Don't come and make me carry the whole pain. Most times it's, they are done when they are getting older. They be like, oh, I can't do this anymore because of the Nigerian society. I have to settle with the other gender, other sex. You know, these things happen a lot. And that's like the only reason they give you. Not because, oh, I stopped liking you. Or no, I met someone better. It's always, I have to, you know, I have to get married and I have to. And it's not even fair. It's not fair at all. And just as you're struggling, me as a lesbian, I don't have a choice. Like, it's just women, yeah? So, excuse me if I try to protect myself. And for that, I'm going to be very picky now. If you tell me that you're bi and have a boyfriend, then how about you stay in your relationship? And I'm not going to do your thing. Do not come and tell me you like me to fuck. Like, do not do that. Stop doing that to people, to queer women, or sorry, lesbian, to gay men. Some people are okay with that, but I'm saying do not do that to me again. It's just not fair. It's just not fair at all. Like, I don't understand. You know, all of these things are just really complex, but I needed to say these things. Like, we needed to, I mean, like, it's just, I don't understand. It's back to back with me. Maybe if it changes, I'll come and tell you guys, oh, finally, this was something I actually experienced. But until then, this is what it is. And I don't understand. I've lost a lot of people because of that. Like, it's not easy to just, you know. Anyways, guys, I'm even stressed right now talking about all of these things, but I really needed to. And if I've offended you, and I'm sorry. Again, if your shoe doesn't fit, you don't have to wear it. You do not have to wear it. But if you feel like you're being attacked, it means you're doing something wrong, clearly. So just be better and do better. That's all. But again, I just wanted to have this conversation, you know, guys, because it's been like on my mind for a long time, and I feel like now is the time. But I hope that you all understood where, you know, if you don't, that's fine. You don't have to understand me, you know. And I talked about what happened with me and my service, my health and everything. And I talked about this being the whole issues with bisexual people and bisexuality in Nigeria. And I feel better, I guess, talking about these things because I feel like we don't talk about them enough. We're scared, get in trouble. But this is my fucking podcast. We're not going to go back and forth. I've said what I have to say. And if you want to listen, listen. If you don't want to listen, just move on. Because I'm tired of people silencing people. I'm tired of the whole, you know, it's just not, I don't understand. And this is not, I'm not generalizing. Again, I am not. If you're not like that, then you're not like that. If you're like that, then please just, you know, gather yourself, you know. But guys, this is where I would have to stop talking. And I sort of wanted to talk about this, but yeah, it's not even, you know. But let us try and stay safe. I'll have another guest coming up. I think my younger sister, I think I'm going to have her on my podcast. Yes, she'll be my next guest. My younger sister that knows, you know, me, you know, to a large extent. And I love to, I'm so excited. And I have like lots of guests coming up and I'm quite happy to share those. You know, this is a journey that I want to, you know, I want to really, I'm so glad, I guess. Anywho, guys, let's stay safe. Let's be humble. Let's be kind. Bye.